In a galaxy not so far away, where classrooms are bustling with young Padawans and educators are the guiding forces, we are taking an interstellar adventure. Join me today as I explore the essential shift from being merely a manager to a visionary leader. Unleash your inner Jedi and learn why a leadership mindset versus a manager mindset will help you navigate the complexities of education and bring about your inner Yoda to ignite inspiration and bring change. Hi, friend. Are you ready to move into a leadership position? Do you have interests and ambitions that you want to pursue, but feel like you don't know how to take that next step? Maybe you want to start your own coaching or consulting agency. I'm Mel, and I help educators define their career path through correct mindset, knowing your options, and getting prepared for your career transition. I will show you how to level up your leadership skills, share your expertise in a new way, create impact on a larger scale, and put your leadership in motion. As an educator for over 20 years, I started to feel underused and like I had more to give. I knew when the time had come for me to leave the classroom and affect change on a larger level. Now, I'm ready to help you determine where your talents and skills mesh with your passions and interests. Put your leadership in motion and move into that next phase of your educational career journey. Let me help you define your career path by having the right mindset, knowing your options, and getting prepared for that next leadership position. So power up and put your leadership in motion. This past weekend, I got to be part of an amazing summit. It was the Work-Life Balance Summit, and there were so many excellent presenters. And if you missed it, I really am sorry because you missed an amazing event. It gave me a renewed spirit and it's really helping me to navigate that work-life balance even more efficiently and effectively than I have already. My presentation during the summit was about leadership mindset. And so today I want to talk to you about being a leader versus being a manager. You know, the path to leadership is it's really a universal journey, and there's leadership everywhere. If you just look around, there are leaderships in all the places that you look. Individuals from various backgrounds and professions, and they have different aspirations, but they all have the same aspiration of making that positive impact. And leadership can be a really hard road, and it can take its toll on you mentally and physically if you're not intentional in your thinking and your decision making. So if you think about it, it's really good to have a Yoda, a mentor Yoda guiding you and helping you to navigate that educational landscape as you try to be the most effective leader that you can be. And I have a lot of personal Yodas for myself. They help me in so many different areas of my life. They're just there as a sounding board to coach me, to give me inspiration, to keep me accountable. Find yourself some Yodas, some people who will help you grow as you are moving into leadership and as you are navigating through your leadership journey. I want to start with defining the difference between a manager and a leader. And I want to start with this visual for you. My son is a firefighter at a volunteer fire department in Southern Missouri. There's also a captain at the firehouse, and the captain is making sure that everything is running the way it's supposed to run, making sure everything is running smoothly. He's also out there. He goes on call. He helps put out fires, but he isn't putting out all the fires by himself. He cannot physically put out every fire that comes along if he doesn't have some help with the firefighters in his station. And he makes sure that everyone else is trained to put out fires as well and to manage their own particular part in putting out a big fire. And the reason I wanted to relate that to you is because as a leader, you cannot be the only one putting out fires. You cannot run around putting out every fire that needs to be put out when you are the leader of a building. You need to make sure that your people are also trained to put out their own fires and that they know how to make good and wise decisions and that they don't need you to always be there micromanaging everything that happens. They need to also be good leaders and good stewards of what they've been taught. Managers focus on extinguishing those short-term fires and ensuring that the tasks are executed with precision, much like a carefully coordinated rescue mission. So if you want to take this back to the Star Wars theme that I started with, it's kind of like they have the authority of the Empire. They're striving to control and maintain order in the galaxy, relying on those established protocols and those rules as steadfast as the Imperial Code. So if you want to think about it, they are task-oriented. It's about achieving those specific short-term goals. Management is really about control and authority. Managers ensure that the work is carried out as planned, and they rely really on those established protocols or procedures and those rules. And that helps make sure that there's stability and they can maintain control. They're very resistant to change because once there's some change involved, then that consistency, that stability gets kind of messed up and they don't always know what to do and there's not predictable outcomes at that point. And since they're focused mostly on achieving results and meeting those targets, there may not be this super big focus on team relationships or any kind of relationships. They really prioritize the task over the team. Managers are problem solvers, but they're more effective at dealing with those operational or those tactical issues or those day-to-day challenges rather than thinking strategically and big picture. Leaders, on the other hand, they are visionaries. They focus on setting a really good, compelling vision for their team and the organization. They inspire and motivate others to work toward those common goals, and they have those long-term perspectives in view. Leadership is about influencing and guiding people through those inspirations and persuasions and leading by example. And they're usually pretty charismatic when they are thinking about their vision and they have that visionary approach. So it's just, you want to be around a leader who is so good at inspiring you. And while managers try to avoid any kind of change because it disrupts what they know and how they can react and handle something, leaders embrace change. They know that change is inevitable. Nothing like getting tongue-tied in the middle of your podcast episode. And I could have taken it out, but I just want you guys to know that I'm human too. And managers, while they're task-centered, leaders are really people-centered. It's about the team. They really understand how important it is to build a strong team, build those relationships, and work together. And while managers are very task-centered in their problem-solving skills, and it's what's right in front of them, leaders, they tend to really think about those complex and strategic issues, and they look at the big picture and long-term solutions instead of just in-the-moment solutions. So now I want to transition into leadership mindset. In the world of education, where every day feels like you're herding cats in a room filled with rubber balls bouncing in all directions, having a leadership mindset is essential when you're trying to gather all those balls and herd those cats where they need to go. It's really your secret weapon to inspire change. It's about using your power of influence like a Jedi Master would. Having a leadership mindset, it helps you channel that inner Yoda, and it helps you to guide, mentor, and empower your colleagues. And here are two tips to help you think like a leader. First of all, embrace a growth mindset. Leaders constantly seek opportunities to learn and grow. And this was part of my message this weekend in the summit as well. You have to view any challenge or setback as an opportunity to learn and to improve. And leadership is not a destination. It is a journey. It's vital to actively seek knowledge, feedback, work on self-improvement, and develop your skills as much as possible. And the second one is to practice self-awareness. You have to be introspective about your strengths, your growth areas, what you value, what your principles are. You have to know yourself deeply as a leader to be an effective leader. And when you are self-aware, you make better decisions, more informed decisions, you act in alignment with your own values, and you're able to build those really strong relationships. So I want to encourage you to start journaling and keep a record of your day and any leadership opportunities that you have. Write down what happened. Write down how you felt. Write down how you handled it. And most importantly is to seek feedback from others. We don't always see our own things, and others can see those for us. Or sometimes we know that they're there, but we just don't want to admit it. And sometimes it's good to have other people tell you. So use these things to foster that leadership mindset so you can be a more effective leader both in your career and your personal life. I hope today's show was a blessing as you continue on the path toward everything that God has in store for your life and your career. And may the educational force be with you as you grow your leadership mindset. Bye-bye.